Hello, it's Danny Mingus here, and I'm beyond excited to welcome you back to Paying It Forward, the podcast from the Health Lottery. Get ready for some uplifting stories. Let's welcome my next guest, Jill Harding from DentAid. We'll find out more about this charity and its partnership with the Health Lottery this summer. Welcome, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Brilliant to be here.
You're from a charity called DentAid, which is literally paying it forward by helping people with their oral care who might not necessarily have access to that. Tell us about your partnership with the Health Lottery.
So this is a wonderful new partnership that we're really excited about. So the Health Lottery is helping us to get our ninth charity dental unit on the road. So there's a huge amount of funding required to be able to do all of the checks, get all of the equipment, get it clinically sound. So although we had the vehicle, we needed support and investment to be able to really get it ready for clinics, which we've had thanks to the Health Lottery support. It's being launched in Weston-super-Mare on the 18th of June. So that's a project that we've been working with for a while for people experiencing homelessness and also people on harm reduction programs, so alcohol and drug harm reduction programs. The Health Lottery funding is also funding the next three clinics there in Weston-super-Mare as well, which is lovely. So I mean, we can carry on going out there throughout the summer. So the support workers that we are with you are really looking forward to us going back, and that will be the first clinic on this new vehicle. So it's going to be looking great. It'll have the Health Lottery logos and branding on it. Volunteers already lined up, you know, looking forward to volunteering on it. So yeah, it'd be great.
Amazing. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes, so DentAid, the dental charity, provides outreach dental care for people who are having a really difficult time in their lives. So that might be people experiencing homelessness, survivors of domestic abuse, families experiencing poverty, people whose lives have been sort of torn apart by drug and alcohol harm. It could be refugees and asylum seeker families, people who are having a really difficult time. And what we do is we take mobile dental units to places where they feel safe and comfortable. So that might be a hostel or a soup kitchen or a community centre, and we have volunteers on board who provide outreach dental care, whatever treatments they need. So that might be something like an extraction or fillings if people are having real pain with their teeth, or it could just be the chance to see a dentist to have a conversation about oral health, have oral cancer screening, and just to feel a little bit more confident in their smile, because we really feel that our patients are on a journey, and if they feel more confident and they're out of pain, they're much more likely to be able to move on to the next chapter in their lives.
Absolutely. What an incredible thing to be a part of. I mean, you must have seen some very inspiring transformations and heard some amazing stories doing your job.
Absolutely. It really can be life-changing. I don't think people sometimes realise how important dentistry is. So there's one girl who really springs to mind who was in Broadstairs, and she was a survivor of abuse, and she'd been rough sleeping and having a really, really difficult time. But she had a job interview, and all she wanted was her front tooth. She had a nasty chip on her front tooth to be built up so she could feel more confident, look the person interviewing her in the eye. So we fixed her tooth, she had a beaming smile, off she went to the job interview, and she got it, and she came bounding back in, and she's now working in a restaurant in Broadstairs. And it's just really wonderful to kind of see people's smiles. Our patients are incredibly grateful. On the other end of that, it can be life-saving. So I was at an organisation in Harrogate last week, and they had somebody there who needed work done on 12 of their teeth. They had a really dangerous infection that would have ended up with them being in hospital and could have been life-threatening. But because we went, we were able to provide them with the dental care that they needed. So it really is important that people get the chance to access these services, and it can make a huge difference to people's lives.
I mean, just already hearing those first few stories, I felt a bit emotional for a second there. That is amazing. What an incredible thing to do.
It's really lovely for our volunteers because they get to give back in their own communities, mm-hmm. and they get to see people that they wouldn't normally see in their dental surgeries or in their practices. So they volunteer on our charity dental unit. So we've got 8 of them at the moment, soon to be 9, thanks to the Health Lottery. And we take them into different communities. And it's really nice because the support workers who work at the charities that we partner with say that their clients are really kind of experiencing better health and well-being because they're not in dental pain anymore, and they haven't got raging dental infections, and they can just feel a little bit sort of brighter about at least their oral health, and then that has a knock-on effect to their general health.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine what that must feel like, to be honest with you. Before I knew I was going to be sitting chatting to you about this, it's something that had never even crossed my mind before. But actually giving those people access to dental care, I can completely see how it can be life transforming.
And a lot of them face a lot of barriers. So maybe they didn't go as a child or they live quite chaotic lifestyles. So having an appointment that they'd have to travel to in a dental practice where they'd have to sit in a waiting room, you know, We see people who are rough sleeping, who are carrying all their belongings with them. We see people who don't have maybe the literacy skills to fill in a medical history form. So there's all these barriers that people face. And by going to them, we can help sort of break those down. So it's about having a conversation. We can look after their stuff. We can have their support workers on board because they're volunteers. There's not set appointment times. It's not like, right, you missed your appointment, you're off. It's very sort of caring and gentle, and it's a really nice way to approach it and kind of break down those barriers.
And it's very needed. I've worked with the homeless quite a lot in the past, and a lot of them, you know, they don't want to be on different systems. They don't want to register their details. They might have mental health issues. And those people, you know, it's very hard for them to access many things. So the fact that you can offer such a relaxed and friendly service, I mean, that's,
Awesome. Yeah, it's really nice. And I think they feel differently about it because we're a charity and because they're volunteers. And our volunteers are so caring. It is just inspirational to see. So we have volunteer dentists and dental nurses at every clinic that we go to. This year in the UK, we'll run about 900 charity dental clinics.
So oh my gosh, 900?
Yeah, so and last year it was 470.
So
is huge. Yeah, so what tends to happen is people hear about us and say, oh, it's really needed in this community and this community, but we always go back. It's about being sustainable. So we go to most of the venues we visit on a monthly basis so that they know that there's always another chance to see us. And if they miss a chance to see us one time, we'll be going back again. So that's really important that we kind of make it sustainable and regular. But the number of places, so actually just this week, we've got new clinics in Wigan today, first clinic in Wigan today, and Bishop Stortford as well. So two new communities that have heard about our work, and we're providing outreach care for people experiencing homelessness in both of those towns. So
sounds like world domination's on the horizon.
It's going
fast.
I've been at Dentaid for 8 years, and when we started, there were six of us in a tiny little porter cabin with an outside loo and a falling down roof. And we were like, we just had this idea. So we worked overseas. Mm-hmm. Dentaid was founded as an overseas charity for the first 20 years. And then we had a call from a soup kitchen in Dewsbury, and they were cooking food for people, but they weren't eating it. It was going to waste. And they were saying, well, you know, we're cooking these meals for you. Are you not enjoying the food? Do you not like the flavours? Are we cooking the wrong thing? And they said, well, actually, we can't chew. So we're having donated food at a soup kitchen, and it was just going to waste because they couldn't eat it because they had such bad dental pain. So we did our first clinic in the UK back in 2015. And from there, it's ticked over. And then since COVID, it's just gone skyrocketed.
So in less than 10 years, you've gone from like one
to
900.
Unit, six people and 900.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. So if someone was to sign up and become a volunteer with you, how would that work?
They sign up, and there's a sort of onboarding process that we have to do, getting all their details and doing all the necessary checks. And then we find clinics for them so they can tend to volunteer in their own communities. We're in lots of different towns and cities across the UK. And the dentists and the dental nurses don't always know each other at the beginning of the day, but it's lovely to see them working together and working as a unit and really sort of enjoying their day. And typically you'd be on our charity dental unit providing care for about 12 patients, people who are experiencing homelessness, abuse, and the stories. Our patients are very generous with their stories and you know what's happened and why they need to see us, but also so grateful, you know, the smiles, you know, I wouldn't see people going to a normal dentist and coming off smiling like that. So
that's so
it's
true,
really nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually you're feeling nervous or you're walking out with your swollen face a bit annoyed.
But we see people who've maybe never been or haven't been for 20 years or who've been putting up for toothache. You know, people put up with toothache for such a long time, and it's so treatable. And I think what I find lovely is the fact that you can treat someone quite quickly. It's never going to go away on its own. But someone who's got a swollen face and has had toothache for months and only eating on one side, within 20 minutes on the charity dental unit, okay, they might be a bit sore the next day, but it's fixed and they will be okay. And that's really lovely. But only a dentist can provide that. So, you know, people end up in A&E or going to GPs and that sort of thing, but you really do need to see a dental professional. And it's so nice that we can do that.
when someone is coming to see you guys, how does it work? Say I wanted to come and be treated.
So we work with partner organisations. So mm-hmm. Sometimes they're big charities that everyone will have heard of, like YMCA or Salvation Army, and sometimes they're the local homelessness or support organisation in a particular town, and their support workers will put together a list of people who need to see us the most. Okay. So it is for the most sort of vulnerable people in our communities. That list is a very movable feast, so it might have 15 names on it, but we know all of the challenges that our patients face, so yeah. We'll probably see about 8 of those, but then we'll see another 10 people in a clinic who might not have seen us last time or heard that we're there on the day, or something's, you know, really sort of troubling them with their teeth. So it's very sort of fluid and flexible. There's not set appointment times. You know, we sort of chat it all through, people wait. And I think that's the nice thing. So the places that we go are also places where people are having hot showers and food and clothes and access to the internet, access to support workers, maybe housing advice or drug and alcohol advice. There's quite a lot of other support services, and we're part of that. So yes. It's all about kind of helping people to rebuild their lives holistically, helping them in every sort of way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. And that must be a really nice thing for you and your volunteers to be a part of that community as well, all together, knowing that you're all collectively helping change some lives.
I love my job. It's brilliant. I mean, you meet so many great people, and you really do. You know, the volunteers are so kind, and the patients, you know, nobody... One twist of fate, you know, they say mm-hmm. everyone's a couple of paychecks away or whatever it is. But and it's not just people experiencing homelessness as well. It's people whose lives have just taken a different turn through one circumstance has led them to that. And obviously we can't help with everything, but actually dentistry is quite often the overlooked thing. But it's kind of a key to unlocking other. So that might be that they feel more confident because they've seen us and they've had a scale and polish, and they can look someone in the eye and go, you know, yeah. I feel better now. Or just having the care and the time. Like, a lot of people just walk on by or don't really invest time and care. And actually the fact that people do and say, you know, we get people who are like, oh, you wouldn't want to look in my mouth, I'm too embarrassed, or, you know, and they're like, no, we will, it's fine.
You know, we don't care.
You know, we're all right.
We've all
we'll
same
take
thing
care
in there.
Of you, you know, we'll look after you. Yeah. And that's incredibly rewarding. Yeah, it's
amazing.
Really nice.
Can you think of one sort of situation in particular that made you, that, you know, sticks in your head that you will never forget, that was special?
There was a gentleman in Hastings, and he had seen our charity dental unit probably, we go there every month, for about 2 years, and he'd always been too nervous, and he had never ever wanted to go on, and he was telling us awful things about, you know, how he thought that it would be better if he did his own dentistry, and we're like,
oh my
please
gosh.
Don't do that, like, please let us look after you. Anyway, finally, after 2 years, he was like, I'm going to do it. Today's the day. And he'd sat in this support centre, and he'd always seen us there, and we'd always had a chat, and he'd always, you know, had his lunch there and that sort of thing, but never quite taken that step. Yeah. And on he went, and he met our volunteers, and she extracted something that was really troubling him. But more than that, she gave him that kind of confidence and just that care. And he was like, why did I wait 2 years for that? But it was lovely to see. And it really did make a difference. It's really heartwarming. So
that's amazing.
It's great.
So actually consistently seeing you guys there, he grew the confidence to do it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I think that's the thing, you know, you have to kind of build up a relationship, and that's as important. You know, our CEO has coined the phrase social dentistry, and that's really what it is. It's 10% dentistry, but it's 90% care. It's listening. Sometimes people just come on and have a look, and, you know, they're quite cool. They're mobile dental units. It's everything you've got in your dental surgery, your x-ray and chair and that sort of thing. But we can just drive them about. So, yeah.
Love that. What is the plan? Do you hope to sort of cover every corner of the UK? Or
I think there's certainly need, and I think we certainly could. I mean, there's a lot of work that has to go into it. I mean, what we do is quite high maintenance in terms that dentistry needs a lot of, there's a lot of regulation, and there's a lot that we have to bring together on that side, plus keeping these vehicles going, mm-hmm. growing the fleet of vehicles that we've got. So, but we're certainly not done yet. There's a real kind of wave that Dente's, crest of a wave that Dente's been riding on for quite some time now, and it's bringing all of those skills, you know, the clinical skills, the technical skills, everything together. But yeah, we're We're still on the up.
If someone listened to this and they would like to get involved and either volunteer or do a donation, tell us how they'd find you.
So please have a look. It's dente.org is our website. So there's volunteering opportunities and chances to sign up on there. A big shiny donate button, because we are a charity. We don't get any sort of statutory funding, so we have to fundraise for everything that we do. That comes from lots of different sources, but we are incredibly grateful for the Health Lottery's support with getting our 9th charity dental unit on the road, which is something that we'll be launching soon. But we can only carry on doing this and grow this with the support of the public and the dental industry. So yeah, dente.org, and we'd be really grateful for any support and donations. Thanks.
Well, considering how quickly it's all been growing and building, there is obviously a real need for what you do. You can tell how passionate you are about what you do as well, which is just lovely to see. So thank you so much for chatting to me and sharing a bit more on it.
That's wonderful. Thanks for giving me the chance. Cheers. Thank you.
I'm Danny Mingus. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from the Health Lottery. Thanks to players of the Health Lottery, more than 130 million has been awarded to health and wellbeing projects in communities across Great Britain. Learn more at healthlottery.co.uk.